Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you have been called by God. As it is when Elijah went to Elisha and threw his mantle over him, initiating the call, there was a process to the point of being chosen. So he received the mantle, which was a call, and Elisha turned around and said, can I first do this? Can I first do that? And Elijah said, what have I to do with you? In other words, I'm not the one that's calling you. God has called you, but more importantly, it is God that is appointing you. Now, I could read all of that, but I just said enough right there. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Period. But the whole chapter of Ephesians chapter 4, I want the two of you to go and study. Because the Spirit of the Lord says to you, young man, you have been faithful in a little, and now I will give you increase over more. And I will give you increase, and I will give you increase, and I will give you increase, for there will be three mantles that shall come upon you over the period of time. And so it is, the day will come that you will stand in this nation, on this soil, in that day, as an apostle. God says, I am calling you, and you shall have the mantle of a man that you have studied his material. His name is Kenneth E. Hagin. And you will operate relative to the skill set that is required for this generation and for this time. But my fire shall consume you, and you shall be as a burning fire. For did I not say that all my ministers are flames of fire? From this day I increase the authority, but there will also come an increase in the prophetic, and also I shall release unto you the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit that shall flow through your life, and in particular discernment shall be the order of the day. There shall be an increase in the prophetic mantle from this point in time. But know this one thing, when you see this man taken up that stands before you this day, in that day you shall receive a double portion of all that he has attained in the Spirit, says the Lord. But you are to remain faithful. You are to remain true, for this is your house in which I have planted you for a great purpose and a great destiny, that I shall surely complete the work which I have begun in your life. For many looked at you and they wondered what should become of you. But God says, nothing is impossible with me. I have struck death down on your behalf. And know this one thing, that I will yet cause you to strike death down in that day. And I release the first mantle that is required for your ministry upon your life in this day, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Now,